Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P. And today we're joined with a fantastic guest, the Black Knight standout linebacker. It's none other than Cole Christensen. If you're not familiar with him, two-time first-team independent linebacker in 18 and 19. He was invited out to the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. And for you draft Knicks out there, you know that's one of the most prestigious invites a prospect can get as they make their path towards this 2020 NFL draft. But with that said, welcome to the program, Cole. Thanks for taking some time. How's the day treating you?
Great. Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Oh, we appreciate you. I mean, you're a busy man. You got a lot going on. And, you know, obviously with the military background, you know, thank you for being in this position and kind of doing what you're doing. You know, it doesn't go without a thankfulness on our end. So kind of take us through this process. I mean, growing up, was, you know, were you the better kid in Pop Warner and Pee Wee? Have you always been a little bit more gifted athletically than all the other kids?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I don't want to say that. I think I enjoyed football a lot when I was younger, but I don't know if I was quite a standout when I was younger. I loved the game, and really all I knew is that I wanted to play college football. That was really my goal. Kind of when I got into middle school, I wanted to be able to pay for my college through football. So that was my intention going into it. And I kind of started realizing high school, maybe pros could be a chance potentially, but it wasn't directly on my radar. And then when I committed to West Point, I more or less understood that I wasn't going to get a chance to do it. I was okay with that. I was more than and ready and prepared to go serve the United States. So, you know, the pros kind of came into line like 2 years into being at school here and started really pursuing it hard.
Definitely. And you've definitely done that. I mean, and all the accolades that have followed. And, you know, looking at your bio, I mean, I'm looking at a 3-year captain at the, you know, the academy and in high school. Then, you're a 2-time captain here, you know, at West Point for the Black Knights. I mean, obviously leadership and character is something that you possess and people take, you know, recognize very quickly. I mean, how do you kind of go about holding yourself to a higher standard, I guess, where these guys, you know, react to and, you know, and they want to be a guy that they can look to?
Yes, sir. And that's something I do take a lot of pride in, and it's something I make a conscious effort of. I always want to be a person that people can look up to and try to strive to be like. I'm definitely not perfect. I do a lot of things wrong, things I could do better. But at the end of the day, you know, I think it's a successful day if at least one person thinks that I'm doing something right and it's something that they like to emulate. And I don't try to do anything that's out of character myself. I try to be my, you know, who I would normally be. And generally that's enough. And, you know, people tend to think that it's a good thing. So I've definitely learned a ton about leadership at West Point. I thought I was a good leader in high school. Like you said, I got a chance to be a captain several years of my high school team when I realized how little I actually did know about leadership and how much better I could get at it. And I think I've really developed and come into my own as a leader since I've been here.
Definitely. You know, and Cole, I mean, covering college football, NFL football for as long as I have, I think I've seen Army play 3 times. I think Air Force twice. But when I watched you guys or the Air Force, it's a weird feeling. I mean, it's like you just root. It's the, you know, it's the United States playing on the field in a sense. So it's, you know, I'm not rooting for a team when I go to the game, but you find yourself, at least I do, you know, in the press box going, you know, you have to watch, you want to root for these guys. I mean, what's it like you just on a Saturday, you know, playing for the Black Knights and kind of, you know, traveling, and what kind of reception do you get regardless if you're the home team or the away team?
It really is incredible. And it's such a unique thing to being at an academy, especially Army. It really is awesome to go pretty much anywhere. We've never had a bad reception. I mean, everywhere we people welcome us open arms, and you know they say thank you. So it, and you know honestly we kind of wanted it to stop. I mean, it was awesome when we first got here. Like, wow, these people really love us. But really, we want people to treat us like a college football team. Like, you know, we're supposed to be the bad guys rolling into another stadium. So it's okay for you guys to get upset if we do well. But no, we love when we love getting great receptions. And I'll say, like, going to Norman, Oklahoma, and Michigan playing those teams, maybe the best reception we've ever got. I mean, it was thunderous applause, and it was pretty special. So it's great to wave the American flag and have Army on our back and not our own last name.
Definitely. Once again, Cole Christensen, the standout linebacker for the Black Knights, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. So we talk about a little Army football and NFL draft as this young man makes his path towards his next level. So kind of let's delve into what makes you the guy that was invited to the NFLPA game and that teams are interested in. I mean, I ask all the guys that come on the program, Cole, if we threw you in that film room right now, you're sitting down with these NFL scouts, what are they going to love about you? What are those intangibles that you bring to the position that they're going to say, man, we got to bring you aboard the 53-man roster?
Yes, sir. I think, well, I've been telling everyone, and what I truly believe about myself is that I'm a ferocious football player and that my effort is always 100%. I always try to get my hat on the ball. Even if there's really no chance for me to make an impact in the play, I'm going to give everything I have to get to the ball carrier. And I think that's what made me successful, because I gave every single thing I had to have an impact on the play. And, you know, usually I did. So just pure production. I mean, my ability to get to the ball carrier and have a knack for what's happening and instinctually being able to read. I think I'm an athletic guy side to side. I can go backwards. I'm fast. And I don't like talking about myself in that way, but I think those are things that I'm good at. And I think scouts will agree when they watch film.
Yeah, definitely. And you definitely, even when you're talking about back in the Pop Warner days, you were very modest. You don't want to show a lot of affection towards yourself. But, you know, Colt, this is your program. I know those scouts listening, and I'm sure they're going to take it. You know, I'm sure they're going to love the fact that you aren't going to promote yourself on the show, but we're here to give you as much love. And if you can't do it, I'm definitely going to talk about how awesome you are and what you bring to the table. and you were out in California. You're in Los Angeles, the NFLPA game. And nonetheless, I mean, these guys have probably come on, you know, at West Point, watch the tape. They know who you are. But, I mean, is there anything out there that these guys need to know about? If they're listening in, what is the one thing, maybe there's more than one thing that Cole Christensen does that they don't know about? I mean, you know, we talked about your leadership qualities. Maybe you're a weight room warrior, a film junkie.
Yeah.
Maybe the system you ran schematically didn't allow you to maybe drop in coverage as much or blitz as much. What do these guys need to know that you're capable of or you can do that they can't see on tape or haven't seen on tape?
You know, one thing that some teams have kind of started to explore, at least I've heard through the grapevine, I can play offensive positions. I played quarterback and running back in high school, so I'm used to carrying the football. I can do a lot on special teams. So I can switch roles. I can play all three phases of the game comfortably. I've done it before, and it'd be nothing to turn it back on and start carrying the rock again. And then, yeah, when you said about coverage, not really having an opportunity to do it as much as I'd like. I wasn't asked to cover that often in our defense at Army. It's something that I think I'm very good at, and I can only get better. So I think I am a good dropper. I'm good man to man. I can cover running backs in space. I can cover tight ends. So those are things that I really didn't get to show on film quite as much as I'd like, but it's things that I can do very well and something that I'm going to be asked to do with the game evolving the way it is. So definitely things that I'd like to tell the scouts that I can drop, I can cover very well, and I can play a fullback running back position too if asked.
Now, I don't know this, and this is why I'm asking, Cole. Coach Monken, the head coach of the Black Knights, you mentioning that, you know, running back, fullback ability to have the rock in your hand. And everybody loves having the ball in their hands. Was that something you maybe joked about during practices? Well, hey, you know what, we got to get a plan where I can get the ball in my hands and maybe get a 6 point.
Yeah, we used to joke about it all the time. And I can throw too. So, I mean, I used to joke all the time when we started before practice. My coach, I mean, hey, you know, we get dinged up a lot. So if you ever get down like that third, fourth string, you know, toss me in, I'll be fine. But we also had like a couple of fake punts where I was the guy getting the ball and actually got a chance to do it in a game this year, but it got called back for a holding penalty. But anyway, I mean, there's definitely some opportunities that I could have gotten that I wish I could have gotten.
Just talking to you, I mean, I just imagine if Bill Belichick was listening in on this, he would just be, rubbing his fingers in excitement, thinking if they got a hold of Cole Christensen, all the creative things that he could do to you, because we know he exploits the talent of, the best, in my mind, the best than anyone. I mean, anyone with the versatility and who's coachable, like you said, with all your background, he would definitely utilize that. Once again, Cole Christensen, the Army linebacker here on the C2P, two-time independent first-team linebacker, also invited out to the NFLPA game, and two-time captain of the Black Knights. All the accolades that you'd want as a young man, again, makes his path towards this next level. This is a cliche question, but maybe teammates, family, or friends, coaches, I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody that's at the next level?
Sometimes, not a ton. I think the best one I've been compared to is Luke Kuechly, because he's kind of been my idol since he's been playing. He just retired, but in recent years, he's been a guy that I really looked up to. And some people compare recently, like how I told you about the fullback deal, Juszczyk for the 49ers. Some people compare me to him. There's a lot of guys. I mean, there's some great leaders that people toss names out that I think that's really makes me feel pretty good that they think I resemble some really great leaders. Ray Lewis, I don't think I'm near leader he is, but some people compare me to the way he leads. So, some people throw those names around.
I love it. How about this one? I mean, being in the Army, being at West Point, it's such a different scenario than, a guy just typically on any collegiate campus. I mean, kind of take our listeners through what it's like, a typical day in the life of Cole Christensen as you make your path towards this next level.
Yep, so it definitely is different. Wake up at 6 in the morning formation, wearing uniform all day long. Class from 7 till about noon, all my engineering classes. After that, have lunch formation. Usually go to my military science class after lunch, some sort of military training, and then head up to the stadium, get my workouts in, train till about 5 or so, come back down, some more military training, dinner, and then homework until about 11:30 or midnight, go to sleep, rinse, repeat.
Man, that's awesome. As you kept going on, I'm not going to lie, I felt more in aquatic about it myself as you kind of, just an outstanding job. And everything you've done, man, it's been fantastic. And I know you're busy, and that even emphasizes how much we appreciate you stopping by and joining us today, because I know time is limited as you have so much going on. But before we let you go, we do always like to have some fun. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Sure, let's do it.
All right. Now we're going to go inside that Black Knights locker room. Coach Monken, head coach Monken. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
A lot of people do a lot of great impersonations of Coach Monken, and no, they'd absolutely not do it in front of him.
I love it. Fair enough. Like I said, that's why we ask. How about this one? Take us inside that Black Knights locker room again. Could be you or a teammate. Who has the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
Trying to think of one that's okay for me to say on the radio.
Okay, yeah. That happens as well. Sometimes we have the PG-13, so sometimes we can't share it.
That's kind of a tough one. I don't know if anyone's got a really good nickname that I can talk about.
Did you have a nickname?
People call me Coltrane. That's just kind of a natural one from high school. They still call me that every now and then. I guess they call a lot of people Bus, but it's not because you hit hard, particularly hard. It's just because we got to travel early, like being on the bus.
Excellent. All right, fair enough. And then the final one, I don't know. I assume you're going to be with family and friends the weekend of the draft. I'm not sure, but if that's the scenario that plays out, who's the best cook in your family, and what meal would you like them to have prepared as you kind of celebrate your path towards that next journey?
My mom, for sure, fantastic cook, and I want her to cook her country breakfast. She does the best breakfast you've ever had in your life, and it'll fill you up for 2 days. You won't have to eat again. So hopefully she'll cook that, and we'll be eating it for dinner once they start calling names.
Awesome stuff, Cole. Pleasure. Thank you for doing what you're doing for our country. Like I said, God bless all you guys. We appreciate it. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the C2P.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Cole Christensen, the standout from the Army Black Knights, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.